You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It has gone 7 minutes to seven here on SAFM. And now for the Executive Lounge, we're going to be speaking to Kevin Burley. He's the Operations Director of New Hotels and Resorts, has 20 years experience in UK hospitality and moved into business coaching and training and moved continents. A very good evening to you, Kevin. Thanks so much for your time this evening.
Good evening, Nzinga, and good evening, listeners. Thank you.
So your first job in high school was with a hotel group, and you not only started with them in high school, but you stayed with them for 20 years.
Yeah. I think, you know, working with a big brand in the UK, which was the Holiday Inn brand and Crowne Plaza, you know, they had a number of different hotels, so which afforded me the opportunity mm-hmm. to stay with one company, but then move around to different properties. And I think that's, you know, that is... That's nice when you can work for a brand, and as we're trying to grow here in South Africa, you know, with the new brand.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And I imagine, Kevin, if you're working for a big brand like that one, over 20 years, you get to understand the nuances of each and every part of the hospitality industry that you're operating in.
Yeah, it was. I suppose when I look back at my career, it's the thing that I've been most grateful for was that I was able to work in every department of a hotel. And as my career grew with the, you know, the Holiday Inn brand in the UK, you know, I kind of went from rooms to food and beverage, and you just learn the whole prospect of a hotel, which is quite complex, you know. And now where I'm sort of the operations director for, you know, a growing group, it helps me to understand each and every department of the hotel, you know.
Absolutely. So just talk to me about, you left the industry at some point, the hospitality industry, and you moved to coaching. What kind of coaching was that, and what directed that move?
Yeah, it's, you know, as you mentioned, you know, when you're 20 years with one company, it's, you sometimes think, am I in the right place and doing the right thing? And I had a passion for people development. And by chance, I met an executive coach and just got talking to him. And I thought, well, if I look at all the things that I suppose I like and I'm really good at, then business coaching would be a great thing. So I gave up quite a comfortable job in hospitality and started my coaching business and my practice up in Manchester in the UK. And then again, by chance, an old customer of mine who was a South African asked me to come to South Africa. So we came over and initially did some projects with F&B Speedpoint, ABSA and Eskom. And I just loved this country. And this was back in, 2004. Love the work and the development, and I'm proud to call South Africa my home now.
Kevin, if I'm looking at your career from afar, you seem like somebody who really takes time to get to know what you're doing intimately, study it, and then you take quite big, brave leaps. You move continents, for one.
Yeah.
just talk to me about if that's a correct characterization and what informs that, because often it's quite difficult to make brave moves, especially if you're ingrained in a certain culture or industry.
Yeah, I think it's, I suppose, you know, when any of us go through change, you know, you move away from something bad or you move to something that's more attractive and better. And, I think in kind of each of my key moves, which is, you know, into coaching and then into South Africa and, you know, now, as I say, developing a nice hospitality brand here, it's always been that's somewhere where I can personally grow and somewhere where, which is, you know, what I'm about now, which is about giving back and, you know, acting as a coach and mentor for the managers who I have reporting directly to me.
You obviously, as part of your journey, you've spoken about this kind of circle and how you've returned to the hotel industry, which I think seems like it doesn't want to leave you alone. When you met a new CEO, Clinton Amore, and he was looking for someone to take over a resort, and you've kind of started your journey with them like that. I just want you to talk to us about that. And finally, as we're also wrapping up, you and your wife enjoy running, and you once ran the whole length of KwaZulu-Natal. Why?
Which question do I answer first?
What was chasing you?
I suppose there is a link between, you know, the question you just asked about why do I go from one thing to another, and it is about a bigger challenge, and it is about making a difference in one way or another. So my wife and I, we just wanted to do some good, and we helped the Live Village, which is an orphanage in KZN, by running 900 kilometers. And, you know, 30 kilometers every day for 30 days. And that was, you know, that was for kind of the Live Village. And ironically, it was that's the Live Village that brought me to Clinton and be a new family, because we actually took a group of, or I was looking to take a group of children away for a camp. And Clinton was very generous enough to allow us to go and stay there. And that's kind of, you know, where we connected and we started talking about building the Anew brand. So that's a bit of fate, but a bit of about making a difference. And, you know, it's to start with kind of a family business and to help them grow from what at the time when I joined was 2 hotels, 3 hotels before COVID. And now we've just signed up things for July 1st of June. So it's going really well and really quickly, and despite of COVID. I like challenges, I think.
We get that sense. Kevin Burley, thanks so much for your time. The Operations Director of Anew Hotels and Resorts, joining us there on the Executive Lounge. And that's how we wrap it up on SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. It's been great being with you for the last hour. Good evening.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.